Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
May I have your attention, please?
What time do you have to be at the radio station?
Like right now.
Like right now?
What is there, an echo in here?
It's so early.
So early.
We still got a job to do.
I get it, but why do you have to go so early?
Because it's called,
a Tuesday morning show.
So you see,
morning is actually in the name.
Oh, right, right.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
It's showtime.
Yep, it's showtime.
Yeah.
Mike and Carla, morning show, waking you up, along with our executive producer, Morty. Carla, it's Tuesday morning, only Tuesday.
I know, but guys, it is International Men's Day today.
So. Yay!
Yeah,
we are right. Men. We are men.
Yeah, whatever. Go out and chop down a tree and build a canoe. Go ahead. See if you can do that and be real men. Okay, go ahead.
If you don't mind, I'd rather just stay here.
Yeah.
And
you know what, guys? Here's what. It's okay to cry. Okay, yeah. You can cry once in a while. You can show your feminine side.
Yeah.
You can be a real man and still do that, and then chop down the tree and build a canoe for us.
I think I'll just sit here and put my hand down.
Cracking. Yeah, there you go. Dig your ditch, Mike, for International Men's Day.
And keep the remote in my hand.
Hold
my other
the
hand.
Other one. That's right. There you go.
That's how I'm celebrating today. You do what you do, and I'll do what I do.
That's exactly what I was doing yesterday when the Mormon boys came to my door. Pretty much. It's oh, guys, you know what? Don't even try.
Mm-mm.
Really, why don't you go next door? Because today. No, it's not going to happen. You want some coffee? No, not going to happen.
All right. Well,
jeez.
Celebrate the day today.
Yes, that's right.
Partly sunny, breezy. A chance of showers today, tonight, and tomorrow.
Yep.
High in the mid to upper 70s, 58 the high tomorrow.
I know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's only 50 outside
right now. I got my car washed yesterday with the 5-day guarantee. So when it rains, I'm going back getting it washed again. Then I have the 48-hour guarantee. Mm-hmm. I might take time off just to get my car washed. So just to let you know.
Well, we blame you then.
Yes, blame me.
Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, James Holzhauer could be on his way to a quick, cool $1 million.
All right, more on that and some other stories after the Eagles and Hotel California.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So, yes, James Holzhauer, Ken Jennings, and Brad Rutter will face off in a special Jeopardy tournament to determine the best of all time. The winner gets $1 million, $1 million. It begins on January 7th. And I do believe the both losers get $250,000.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know. That's kind of cool.
I'd be okay with losing.
What's that?
I'd be okay with losing.
I would too. But you know what? I'm thinking when you're up there, when you're those three, you don't want to lose.
It's ego.
Yeah, you don't want to lose. I hate saying this. I like James. Obviously, he's from here.
Mm-hmm.
But I would really like Ken Jennings to remain. I follow him on Twitter, and he's hilarious. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
I'd like him to remain the champion.
See, I would like a loser leave town, death cage match.
Yeah, it's Jeopardy.
And losers get nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. That's generally how it works, really. But
you
Jeopardy.
Lost, so here's $250,000.
Yeah. It's not cage match. It's
It should be.
Yeah, it's Jeopardy.
It really should be.
Yeah.
Put them in corners and have them yell the answers at each other.
Yeah. Do you know how freaking smart these people are?
Way smart. But that's beside the point, Carla.
I know. It's always funny watching the tryouts when I worked at Channel 3 and they were on there. They were on Channel 3.
Oh, I can imagine.
It was very different. Very different.
Not a lot of people as smart as those people.
A lot of jumping around on one side and then the other side. Lots of chatter.
I bet.
Hey, self-made billionaire Kylie Jenner just sold 51% of her cosmetics company for $600 million.
Stupid. You stupid girl.
Well, she'll still be the face of the company, so she still makes 49% of the profits. So, man alive, how stupid is she now? Yeah, here we are. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Every day's hat day.
Making fun of her.
Oh, my gosh. Janet Jackson supposedly... Well, she did. I saw her, and she was lip-syncing some. She lip-synced at a concert. Oh, people got all upset. Very upset.
Really?
But she's a Jackson, and it takes a lot more than that to embarrass a Jackson these days. Whatever. And Chrissy Metz, excuse me, she was on with Kelly and Ryan. She talked a little bit about tonight's This Is Us fall season finale.
I can tell you a little. I mean, obviously, we know that Kate and Toby are dealing with a special needs child and how that dynamic is going to shift and how it's affecting their relationship. And yeah. Toby is obviously taken to exercise and Kate is gone back to overeating a bit. And so it's like, how do we finagle all this? Because you still have to put the oxygen mask on yourself. But we're going to see what that means. And of course, she's befriended the neighbor. We're going to get to see how those things are unfolding and what it means. And that's all I can say.
Yeah.
I'm worried. I'm very worried.
Going to watch it tonight?
Oh, absolutely. It is the fall season finale. So we'll, you know, go through the holidays. I think it comes back like the end of January, right. Middle or end of January.
Don't text me.
I know. No,
don't
I won't.
Don't text me.
I won't. You're not watching it tonight?
No.
You probably won't be able to watch it? Yeah, I'm going to probably go back and forth. I know there's the game tonight, too.
Yes. Yeah, it's men's, I'll be staying men's up. Night.
Yes, I'll watch what I want to watch.
This is us.
I'm not watching This Is Us on men's day.
The game's early. You'll
Come
be
on.
Fine.
All right. Grab your share of Wham a little bit later on this morning. Your first chance to.
It's also World Toilet Day, just so you know.
Okay.
So
we will be on that too.
Yes. Carla, glad to see that Morty cashed in on his VGK shutout ticket from the other night.
Yeah, I know.
Brought in the donuts, the Krispy Kreme.
I know it. How about that?
Went to the store right down the street, said nobody was there.
That's awesome. Awesome.
So let's see what happens tonight. Toronto in town. And they're going to be over at the T-Mobile Arena. Dropped a puck at about 7 o'clock or so. Looking forward to another shutout.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
You know, over the past couple of weeks or so, we've been talking about how bad our teams suck on this morning show.
Yes.
We're talking about football teams.
Uh-huh.
Well, and nobody sucks more than the Cincinnati Bengals. So listen to this story. The Bengals, of course, 0-10. They're the only winless team in the NFL.
Yeah.
There's one guy in Cincinnati. He's a big Bengals fan. He's so fed up that he decided he made the choice to live on his roof until they win.
Ugh.
Yeah. Now, exactly.
Now,
exactly.
He's been up there
as a child.
Since October 7th.
Yeah.
He spends about 23 hours a day in a 12-foot by 10-foot rooftop tent.
Yeah.
Comes down, goes to the bathroom, do whatever, you know, does whatever he has to do. Here's the guy talking about it.
It's crazy, I know. And I'm stuck in it, and I can't get out of it.
No. Yeah.
Like I'm stuck.
It's so boring, man. I hate not being around my family. That's probably the worst part.
Yeah.
They've moved on, so don't worry about it.
Make sure this takes precedence over your family, your business. He has a business, his customers, everything else.
Yeah.
You big douche. God, what an idiot.
Hey, that's not what, on men's day.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, and that's what International Men's Day gets you. Good Lord.
Take it to the roof.
Here's.
Yeah.
Take it to the roof.
Yeah.
I know how to get up there.
Go ahead, guys. Put your ladder up and get up there.
Here's his wife talking about it.
Every Sunday, I've always said, you know, I've never, like, prayed to win a game just because I know there's far more important things to pray for. But, you know, the last couple weeks, I'm praying, you know, like, please let us win so Jeff can come down.
Oh, yeah, poor Jeff. Yeah.
Pray your second husband is more of a man than your first husband is.
He climbed on the roof himself. He didn't lose a limb, wifey. I just pray every day that they win a game. Oh, shut up. Shut up.
See, the only thing
Such
that bothers
stupidity.
It really is, because he has nothing to do with the game.
No! What, do you own the team?
He doesn't play.
They just need to win a game, man, so I can come off this roof.
Carla, well, he's stuck.
Yeah. Get a ladder, yes. Really?
It's crazy, I know. And I'm stuck in it, and I can't get out of it.
I'm stuck. It's my integrity. I can't come down now.
What does it say about me as a man?
Yeah, if I come down and back down to support my family take care of my customers, what does that say about me?
He's more stuck than the team.
Oh, my God. Even the Bengals are going, dude, you know what? Just come down.
We don't need any more pressure.
You're wearing a diaper.
It's so boring, man. I hate not being around my family.
I know.
They've decided they hate him enough. They're going to keep losing, so he can't come down. One of them is sleeping with his wife.
Dude, you're not in the military and can't get back to your family, you stupid buffoon. I don't know why this annoys me so much, and it's nothing.
Clearly.
But he's such a dumb buffoon. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. It's C-A-R-L-A.
He's yelling down the chimney. Is that another man?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yes, it is, honey.
Light the fire.
Wow. Let's pray for another Cincinnati win. Score your wham walking around money. Starting at 8 o'clock this morning, put $100 in your pocket. Details coming up soon from the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It's about 7.05. This is just weird. When I first saw this from John, the weather forecast, I thought, what city is this for?
Because they say
it's going to be partly sunny, but chance of showers today, tonight, and tomorrow. High today, 77, only 58 tomorrow, and 51 now.
Again, it's, you know, it is fall and all, you know.
Well, perfect.
I know.
Carla has a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning. This band just announced that they're going on a world tour with Motley Crue and Poison. It's Def Leppard.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Mike, I'll tell you today. Wow, God, somebody. I'm sorry, I have my watch on and it keeps vibrating. And I kind of like it, actually.
It's on your wrist?
Yes, it is. Sadly.
Okay.
Hey, so a new study, this is so cool, says that listening to 78 minutes of music a day helps you maintain good mental health.
Yeah.
The British Academy of Sound Therapy. Now, they say you have to listen to different types of music. There's a formula. 14 minutes of uplifting music to feel happy. 16 minutes of calming music relax you.
Yeah.
16 minutes of whatever you choose to overcome sadness. 15 minutes of motivating music. 17 to manage your anger, whatever that might be. Now, they say 78 minutes, but 11 minutes a day, they say, can be beneficial.
Yeah.
But I say crank it up to 78 because we play all of that music. Anything.
That's why you hear the hits of the 80s and more.
Exactly. The and more is might be for your anger or to motivate you.
Yes.
So there you go. Just keep it tuned in.
If you want a little angry music, here you go.
Yeah.
That's not really angry.
No, not really.
This is peaceful.
Yeah. Yeah, this is cool. I like it.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
Where's the angry music that Carla...
Well, we don't have any... Yeah, we don't have any rage.
We talked about... What was it around? Halloween. Scary music. Oh.
Get some Rob Zombie. Something like that.
All right, go ahead. I'll look for it.
Okay. According to another new survey, 29% of people say they actually like getting sick once in a while because it means they finally get a break. They just don't get a break unless they're actually sick. And that's a kind of a sad commentary on us that we need a debilitating illness to get some time off.
Yeah.
And let me save you a lot of money, people. According to a study, the majority of people say they'd rather get a heartfelt gift than an expensive gift. I don't believe this for a minute. 62% of people say they prefer those gifts like framed photos, handwritten notes, photo books, my custom mugs or cups or custom pillows or blankets, like your picture on a pillow for Jody.
See, guys, it's not that hard.
Yeah, I'll bet she'd like that better than a diamond necklace, huh? Honey, it's my picture on the pillow.
So when you lay down, you're right there with me.
Remember when we were in Mexico? That's the picture.
You said you liked it.
Yes, you said you loved that.
With me in the sombrero.
It's a picture of Mike on a sombrero on a pillow and wearing a diamond chain around his neck.
And I wrote you a note. Handwritten. Sorry, the pen was leaking in that one part, but it's a handwritten note. It's Tuesday. Oh, maybe a few things you didn't want to know.
Oh, boy. Hey, Jingle Bell Rock is back. We are so stoked about this, especially about the sixth annual Jingle Bell Rock preview party happening this Thursday. Day after tomorrow, 5 to 7, Shady Grove Lounge, Silverton Casino Hotel. Ladies, you drink free. All the adults who stop by Tito's Handmade Vodka Libation, that's on the house. free appetizers, plus a chance to win tickets from Maroon 5 and some other great concerts and shows. The Rock will be there, so you can take a picture with it, feel it, touch it, hold it, do whatever you want with it, within reason, of course. So,
yes.
Jingle Ball Rock Big Party coming up day after tomorrow, Thursday, from 96.3 KKLZ. You want more details, go to our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Some would say it's never too early to do your Christmas shopping, but listen to this story that has since gone viral.
Yeah, a little girl out of Los Angeles. Her father asked her what she wanted for Christmas, her parents, and she told them. And her father tweeted her Christmas wish list, which included 26 presents, totaling over $10,000. She wants an iPhone 11, a new MacBook Air, a Chanel purse, Gucci slides, those are shoes, a pet rabbit, a GoPro, AirPods, and $4,000.
Wow. Do we know how old this daughter is?
Ten years old. Ten years old, yep. 10 years old. And he captioned the list with, "My 10-year-old daughter must be out of her mind with this list."
I remember, I forget how old Kelly was. I think she was in her late teens, early 20s. Uh-huh. But she said, "Dad, if you ever want to know what to get me for my birthday, Valentine's Day, Christmas."
Right.
She wrote out, I still have it. I should bring it in.
You still have the list?
I still have it. It's anything from Tiffany.
And
she had the name of the piece.
Yeah.
How much it was.
Totally get that.
So it started from not very expensive.
Right.
And went right up to expensive.
She wanted probably the Return to Tiffany piece to start out.
That's
one of their signature pieces. And then their 1838 collection. And go on.
And I would just cross off as I would get her things.
Yeah.
I would just cross that off.
Every woman, by the way, loves the little blue box.
All right. Well.
Or a picture.
So have your kids given you their Christmas list?
Yeah, I know. Because it's close now. It is.
And what's on it?
Oh, man.
Is it as specific as this little girl who's only 10 years old?
She's 10 years old. I love the and $4,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, you never know. Girl has to have some walking around money herself.
Money, a little
some,
wham.
A little wham herself.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Back, and I love them. Isn't it fun?
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So this father gets his kid's wish list for Christmas.
10-year-old
daughter.
Yep.
And it has on it some amazing things, including $4,000 in cash.
Yes. Along with the MacBook Air, Chanel purse, GoPro, pet rabbit.
So we wanted to know, Mom and Dad, if you're listening this morning, have you gotten the wish list from your kids? And what's on it? Is it as specific, maybe as extensive?
Right.
As this little girl's list, which, by the way, the father posted the list on social media. It's gone viral.
Yes, it has.
Well, of course it has.
And he said, "My 10-year-old daughter must be out of her mind." Well, Jacob said, I already got, and these are all from people who got their lists from their kids. Jacob said, "My son wants a puppy with a peace sign collar and $1,000. Nancy said, "I want to know, what you want."
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually her grandchild. And she said, she got back a little in crayon. "Here is my list. http://amazon.com/GP. You get the picture. She gave her the Amazon link to her list. And Julie.
Because I'm thinking when you said that,
yes.
I'm lost. I have no clue what this kid
it's
wants.
Basically, the link to her Amazon. And Julie said that that she got, text Dad. He has my whole list. So I don't know what's on it, but yes.
We asked Ethan, our grandson, what he wanted. He's only 7 years old.
Yeah.
Without hesitation.
Ow.
I need a phone. Got to have a phone.
It seems to
seven years old.
Or a tablet. I know. There's a whole discussion there too. I know.
Carrie's on the phone. Carrie, what about you?
My 9-year-old daughter went and gave me her list yesterday, and she said on it she wants a phone, a tablet, a computer for herself, a new PlayStation 4, 10 games. She wants a Nintendo Switch and a Wii.
I told her,
Santa Claus is not made of money.
Right.
And she goes, "Oh, okay, fine, whatever."
Well, see, I get it because there's a... I mean, as a kid, you think, this is my only shot. Once a year, mom and dad asking me what I want.
Right, right.
Now, if you're asking me what I want, I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah, I'm going to let you know. And I don't think as a kid you know how much things cost either. You don't
And you don't care.
No, and you think it's coming from Santa. You know, I mean, it is coming from Santa, I suppose. I love the attitude, though. All right.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's mine, too, when I'm not getting what I want.
Steph, what about you? Have you gotten the list yet?
My son, he asked for a gold diamond Rolex watch.
Oh!
And he's 9.
What?
I told him, no, probably not, hon. And I said, why don't we get you just a, you know, a fun little diamond, you know, $20 from Walmart watch. And he's like, no, I have to have the Rolex. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, because you have
to... like brush it off your shoulders.
You have to have street cred.
Oh, please.
You know, at the recess, you know...
Yeah, it's a what? A Rolex. What is a watch? Oh, okay.
There's a store in Chinatown that can get you one for cheap.
When I was in D.C. many years ago, I was like in my 20s, early 20s, I bought one that looked really good. It was a fake Rolex. And then it died. It lasted me about 6 years, and I brought it into a jeweler, and I said, listen, this is a fake. And he looked at me like, oh, really? Is it? You got, like, oh, anyhow.
You got the Folex.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But he said, it's a really good fake. I said, how can you tell? He said, because a Rolex has a sweep secondhand.
Uh-huh.
And this had the ticket secondhand. It was like, well, all right, just can you fix it? How much for my $20? Yeah, no, forget it.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. Let's put another $100 in someone's pocket with this hour's Wham code word, cook.
Cook. C-O-O-K, cook.
That's it. Simple enough. Text cook to 59457. Again, that's 59457. Or you can enter it online at 96.3kklz.com or on that free KKLZ app. Again, this hour's Wham code word, cook. Make sure you do spell it correctly and enter it before 8:15 for your chance to put that $100 in your pocket and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. One more time, the Wham code word, cook. Text it to 59457. Good luck.
The word is cook. C-O-O-K. Cook. That's the word you can text right now. You still have a couple of minutes. Text it to 59457. Enter it on the website, 96.3kklz.com, or on that free KKLZ app. Shot to earn some Wham this morning. Walking around money.
Yeah, do it. Come on.
It's $100. Spend it on yourself.
Yes.
Get a massage, go shopping.
Buy yourself something for Christmas. How about that?
There you go.
Right?
$100 qualify for the $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center if you win your share of the Wham. Once again, the word is cook. Still have a couple of minutes to do that. They say not too bad today, but showers expected today, tonight, tomorrow. Had a day in the mid-70s.
Hmm.
Upper 50s tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know, we'll survive. It's only about 51 outside right now. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Taylor Swift, some big news. She's getting a big award.
All right, we'll talk more about that, some other stories after Van Halen, Running with the Devil.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Mike, you mentioned it earlier on, but if you missed it, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison touring together in 2020. Yeah, every rose has its thorn, that's for sure.
Oh!
Even the one your mom got on her left breast in 88.
Yeah. In 2014, Motley Crue announced their final tour, putting an end to almost 35 years on the road. To make it official, they signed an unprecedented contract.
You know I'm a dreamer.
That would not allow them to tour again.
Yeah, okay.
But they are touring.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Taylor Swift will receive the first ever Woman of the Decade Award at the American Music Awards, which is a very big deal. Good Lord, she's not even 30 yet.
Yeah.
Man.
What's left?
I know, exactly. When you get that at 30,
yeah.
Then what? What do you do?
You just
now
throw the towel in.
I know. You just,
you know?
It sounds like she might be able to do some of her old songs at the ceremony because that's what it's based on. Mm-hmm. You know, that whole thing with that Scooter Braun.
Yeah.
Scooter. What's your name, dude? Scooter.
Yeah.
Adam Duritz of Counting Crows. You remember he had dreadlocks forever. Well, he shaved them off.
Oh.
He said he got tired of them, but now he's worried. He says, I don't know. Maybe that's, you know, what gave me my talent. He said, now that they're gone, I don't know what to do. He said, I've accomplished a lot in my life, and every single bit of it was done with those on my head.
Huh.
Maybe it has nothing to do with the hair, but Samson probably thought the same thing, and look how screwed he ended up. I got
bored. That was his power.
You got to wonder. He looks really different without those. He looks like just a guy.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's very, very weird. I will have to post that because it's a bit odd.
The Counting Crows.
This is the Counting Crows, okay. Mike, not the Black Crows. Totally different bands. Hello.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Little Thing and mm-hmm. Mr. Jones and me. Anyhow, Real Housewives. If you did not hear this, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City coming to Bravo. So, okay then. That should be, sure. Okay.
Enough.
So there you go. Okay. All right. I'd like to one day just come up with, you know, different places they could do Real Housewives, you know?
Like
Real Housewives of Paducah, like real older housewives of Pahrump.
Right.
Something like that. Just.
I would watch that.
Right?
I would.
Right for like 6 months of the year. It's like, it's hot. I'm hot. Can we turn the air down? It's just hot.
Last hour, we were talking about those Christmas lists from kids.
Yes.
But if you're looking for something, maybe for your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the case may be, holiday shopping right at your fingertips. Mm-hmm. Check this out. The KKLZ logo store is back right there on our website. T-shirts, tanks, and more. Just click away. Let your fingers do the shopping. All that, plus a lot more on our website at 96.3kklz.com. Remember a few weeks back when I told you I found your sound-alike?
Yes.
You know, being on radio, it's not a look-alike. We do a sound-alike.
Right.
It was that woman and...
Yeah,
and
I love
was
that.
So
oh,
you.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, I found another one.
Oh, no.
This was...
For me?
Yes. I can imagine... Although I did not know you when you were growing up, maybe 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
But I can only imagine, as well as everybody else, this was Carla probably at the age of 4 or 5 on the phone having an imaginary conversation.
Oh, okay.
Listen to this and tell me if this is not you at 4 or 5.
You know where I'm going? Yeah, I'm going to the park. Yeah, no, you. No, baby, you go. I just sit there. And she said, here we are. Let's go. And she said, I'm driving this. Or, no, I'm not. Because all of that was Daddy. Because Daddy was taking photos.
Oh. You ready to go?
And we're just going.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We're just going. Okay. Yeah. That's, yeah. Okay.
4 or 5.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to have to imagine because having
pretty
worked
much.
With you as long as I have.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That
really.
That was you, what you would have sounded like on the phone.
Yeah.
Having a one-way conversation at the age of 4 or 5.
You know where I'm going? Yeah. Wait. I'm going to the park. Yeah. No, you. No, baby, you go.
Okay, going to the park. No, you can't go. Okay, whatever. Oh, my God, that's too cute.
Isn't it?
It's adorable. Right. Adorable.
Black Crows. We have those tickets to give away and tell you how to win in about 5-6 minutes.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
96.3 KKLZ.
You know what I liked about your sound-alike, too, Carla, is that she even had the inflection.
Yes, I know. She really did.
And she said, here we are. Let's go. Let's go. And she said, I'm just driving this.
Uh-huh.
Or, no, I'm not. Because all of that was Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, girl. I know. It was Daddy.
Preach.
Yeah.
Close my eyes. I wouldn't know who was talking.
Testify. Jeez.
8:37, Mike and Carla Morning Show. All right, these tickets for, let me put the phone lines on hold because I want everybody to have a fair shot.
Okay.
The Black Crows.
You have a
chance to win tickets for the Black Crowes with their appearance over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena Friday, September 11, 2020. And we're going to throw in a Shake Shack gift card. So right before the show, grab some Shake Shack.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Morty will go with you, help you out with the menu.
I'll be there.
Help you eat the fries.
Yeah.
Morty's a one food kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. With the shake sauce.
Oh, the place shake is so good. It's so good. Mm-hmm. Now I'm craving Shake Shack. It's really good. All right. Yes.
Here's a mystery sound.
Okay. All right.
Listen closely and simply tell us what this is.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. It should be relatively easy.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
That's
one more time. Here it is. That's
it. There you go. There.
Was it loud enough?
Yeah, it was loud
enough. I think so.
Yeah, it was loud enough.
Can you
identify
that mystery sound? 702-739-9636. As I told you before, the phone lines are on hold right now. We'll get through news and weather after that. Starting with caller number 9, look for the correct answer. 702-739-9636. Here it is. One more time. Listen closely. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for the Black Crowes. All you have to do is identify our mystery sound. Here it is. Carla, we have Brenda on the phone. Brenda, can you identify that mystery sound?
A nail gun?
No, it is not a nail gun.
Susan, what about you? Can you identify that mystery sound?
Sounds like a spray bottle to me.
Yes!
There you go. Good job.
Susan, you're going to see the Black Crowes.
Outstanding.
They're going to be in town next September. This is over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Plus, we're going to throw in a gift card to enjoy some Shake Shack.
Outstanding.
They have locations downtown Summerlin, the District in Henderson, North Premium Outlets, and the New York Hotel and Casino. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And by the way, give us your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
Robbie Shaw knew it right when the phone rang what she had won.
I just won $100.
You sure did. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are you going to do with the extra $100?
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to take myself out to a really nice dinner.
Morty gave her the call, and the wham, $100 in your pocket. Now Robbie is qualified for that $5,000 grand prize we're giving away. What is it? Next Wednesday.
That's right.
In the 8 o'clock hour from Dollar Loan Center, your next chance to grab your share of some wham, walking around money. Top of the hour, 9 o'clock.
It's time to win some wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want.
Awesome!
Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. Your wham code word this hour, recipe.
Recipe? Recipe.
Yep.
R-E-C-I-E. What's that? Recipe. R-E. C-I. What's that? Recipe. R-E-C-I-P-E. Recipe. Don't tell anybody.
That's the word you need to text. Recipe.
R-E-C-I-P-E.
That's it.
Recipe. How easy is that?
How simple is that? Text it to 59457. That is 59457. Like Mike said, recipe. Or you can enter it online at 963kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app. Again, recipe. Spell it correctly and make sure you enter it before 9:15 for your chance to win $100 and, of course, qualify for that $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, recipe. Text it to 59457. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. This is, I don't know how surprising this is. Might be. According to a recent survey, younger men are absolutely interested in the idea of wearing makeup.
I know a lot of guy liner and
33% of men under 29 and 30% of men between 30 and 44 said, I wear makeup, no problem.
It's International Men's Day.
On the other hand, 89% of men over 65.
Yes, Mike?
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah. No. Yeah. We say that's not for us.
That's not,
No, the glam thing, we don't need that.
Au natural now.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
No.
Sure, dig in your ditch and, you know.
Just put it on eyeliner.
I don't need any of that guyliner crap on my face.
Is that something a woman would notice, and would that make her a little iffy on a first date if she noticed the guy was wearing makeup?
I think it depends on the age. I think it totally depends on the age.
Okay.
You know?
A couple of DMV employees in South Carolina. How many people wouldn't have a problem with this? They were arrested for letting people pay them bribes to skip lines.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now they're facing bribery charges. Who told on them?
Okay, here's the deal.
Maybe another coworker?
Yeah. Here's the deal. If I were waiting at the DMV, I'd be bribing them. If I worked at the DMV, I'd be taking the bribes. I'm sorry.
Either
way, we're both going to be happier, okay? So let's just crack you through this line. Hey, in the back. Nope, you didn't give me money. Shut up. Just shut up. Let's move this lady through.
How did you get through the line so quickly?
Well, I gave her a 20.
I spiffed her a 20.
Yeah. Hello? We live in Vegas. Hello? What happens in Vegas? Hello?
This is happening in South Carolina.
I don't see this as a problem at all. I'm sorry. So,
it's almost like a bingo hall.
Yes. Okay. Listen.
Right.
Yeah.
The DMV.
This guy wishes it was raining. Amazon delivery driver. He was delivering his packages. He was in Norfolk. This was in England, and he got out of his van, you know, to drop the present off, and he didn't put it into park.
Oh, boy.
And it just started rolling down the street and kept rolling. And, he ran after it. Here's the Amazon. He was able to catch it. There was a little damage, but he was able to stop. I'm sorry, you guys. I don't know what happened. I forgot to put it.
Hey, your truck's rolling away.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Oh, no. Oh, jeez. Okay. And in Clearwater, Florida, of all places, police arrested Martin Skelly for drug possession. And they found him in his belly button cavity. They found the drugs.
Uh-oh.
He's 5'8 and weighs almost 400 pounds. So there's there's a lot of room in there. A lot of room to hide the drugs in there. When asked about the drugs in his belly button, he said, I was just being dumb. I wasn't thinking, man.
You weren't?
Don't taste me, bro. Don't taste me.
It's Tuesday, right? That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
As we do every day, we like to end the show with a little good news. A new employee at the Illinois State Attorney's Office. Her name is Hattie, and she's a black lab.
Mm-hmm.
She was sworn in, Mike, 2 years old, newest member of the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. Now, Hattie will provide support to children who are victims of sexual assault. Very sadly, they say there will be probably 150 to 200 cases this year alone. So, you know what? If the kids are going into court...
Yeah.
You know, with their parents, with their guardian, something like that. Hattie's there.
Oh.
Hattie's there to just give them emotional support, a true emotional support animal. Now, here's the deal. Hattie had to be sworn in. So, and there's a picture, and there is Hattie sitting up on the table with her right paw on the book. On the Bible.
That's
had to be sworn
funny.
In and really, really good dog. But yes, they say that she will help a lot with
well,
a lot
that
of
makes
these kids
sense
who come
now.
Through.
I can,
yes.
I can
oh,
accept
absolutely.
That.
Yes, that is an emotional support pet right
the
there.
The turkey,
so.
The pheasant, the
yeah.
gerbil,
oh,
the all
on.
That other stuff.
Yeah, no. So yes, Hattie, she is working for the,
nice.
The state's attorney's office in Cook County, Illinois.
That's
so
a great story.
It's a really, really cool story.
And by the way, aren't you going by the NSCPA?
The NSCPA today. Yeah, NSPCA. Thank you. Yes, going to go see, I don't know who we're featuring, and there will be video up a little bit later tomorrow on who we're featuring. It's Adopt a Senior Pet Month over there.
Check out the video that she puts up every couple of weeks or so at 96.3kklz.com. Any good story you have, you can submit it through the same website on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. 9:42, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Recap of the show. We talked about the Bengal fan on his roof that won't come down until they get a win. And he's stuck, Carla. He's stuck up there.
Yes, I know, Mike. It's a sacrifice.
And his poor wife is praying for a win soon. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Christmas lists from your kids. Boy, they're getting pretty extensive. I need a phone. I need a tablet and $4,000.
Yeah.
And these are from 10-year-olds.
That's all 10-year-old. 10-year-old.
Yep. All right. We're celebrating Men's Day today. Morty and I are going to go out and have a couple of pops and sit around and rah, 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 rah.
And
our latest one, yes, I would. You know what? Tonight at home, I'm going to sit there with my hand in my pants and
Jody,
the remote. And
International Men's Day.
How about a bologna sandwich? Yeah. Can you make one? Chop, chop.
Come on, woman.
Latest winner in the WHAM contest. Gary Carpenter, listening in Vegas, got the call from Morty.
Oh, sweet.
Congratulations.
Wow, beautiful.
What are you going to do with the extra $100 in your pocket?
Well, I'm standing in line at the 99 cent store, so I think maybe I'll get out of line and now I can go down to Target.
Is that awesome. Great? Is that great?
Oh, wow.
Your
good
next
man.
Chance
good
to
man.
Win. Less than 20 minutes from now, Wendy Rush coming in. She'll have a new Wham word for you, so make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, as we always say, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.